Come on up here, darling. Everybody come on up here. Let's get up on top of the stage.
Good morning.
Come on up here, baby. Come on up here. Come. Good job. In fact, and I'm going to be down. Y'all come up here. Come on up here. Oh, you want to turn that bucket in. Here, I'll take that for you. Here you go. Oh, sorry. Good morning, good morning. Maybe you want to come out here. Y'all spread out just a little bit. Spread out just a little bit. Now, who all lives in a family? Everybody, who lives in a family? Raise your hand if you live in a family. Oh, okay. Looks like everybody. Well, that's incredible. Everybody lives in a family? So, who's in your family? Do you have a mom? Who's in your family? Your mom? Who's in your family? Your mom? Who's in your family? Oh, is that right? Who's in your family? Everybody's got a mom? Does anybody have a dad? Does somebody have... Who has a grandmother? Raise your hand if you have a grandmother. Raise your hand if you have a grandfather. You have a grandfather? Who has got a brother? Baby, can you give him the string? Mm-hmm. All right. Raise your hand if you have a brother. Raise your hand if you have a brother. Okay, each person has a brother, give them, and I'll take a string. Hold that string, and I'll take this in. Who has a mother in their family? Oh, okay. Here you go. If you here, you have a mother, hold that string right there. Oh, looky here. Come on now. Who has got a father in their family? Oh, you hold that. Oh, I got this one. Oh, we got another one here. Oh, I want to hold that one. And, oh, got that. Got it. Now, here you are, darling. Now, looks like, oh, we need one more here. Here we go. Hold that one, darling. Everybody have a string? Oh, here we go. Oh, did I pull that out of your hands? I'm so sorry. Oh, thank you. Now, it looks as though everybody has people in their family, right? Oh, I'm going to hold that. Now, we have families. The Bible tells us that God gives us families so that we can learn things. We can learn to be nice to people. We can learn to be kind. In our families, we have fun in our families, right? When we're with our family, don't we have outings? We have fun. We go out and go to the parks. We go out to the beach. We go have fun. We also have a church family. All of these people are all connected. If we had enough string, we could take a string and give it to every person in this church, and we could hold it right here, and we would all be part of the church family, right? That's a big family. Question is, who do you think keeps this family together? Who should we put at the end of all these strings? Yes. Come on now. Jesus, we should have Jesus at the center of all of our families. Because, yes? Because I thought you were going to say something profound because you look real smart. It's important that we understand that we have families that we live with, families that we go to church with, but we need to always remember that we need to keep Jesus at the center of all the families. If we do that, we will be pleasing God and we will do the right thing. Don't you think? All right. Who would like to say prayer?
Darling.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and thank you for all you've done. And please bless everyone and help us to be good the rest of the Sabbath. And please bless this day and bless everyone here. And please bless our families and please help us to always understand Jesus is always part of our family too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Everybody, you can keep your strength. Do you want to pray? We have one more. Come on.
Dear Father, thank you for the Sabbath for my school. In your name, amen.
Amen.